Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because there was a fraud alert put on my card, and I just spoke with a representative more than about half an hour ago about this, and I told her I would call the company to find out what it was, and I did. So I need you to take it off. It's not a fraudulent call, or it's not a fraudulent charge. My card has been canceled, so I'll pay this when I get my new card.
You're going to pay what?
Pardon me?
You're trying to pay what?
I'm not trying to pay anything. I have a fraud alert that was put on my phone. I called you all about that fraud detection, and they're sending me a new card. And what I wanted to make sure was that since this card is now blocked, that charge doesn't go through until I get my new card. Does that make sense?
That charge doesn't go through. Okay, give me one brief moment.
Sure.
Okay. May you please provide me your, what is Shane doing? One brief moment.
Sorry?
One brief moment, please. One brief moment, my system's loading a little slow.
Well, that's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, you get used to it over time. Okay. May you please provide me your zip code?
It's 23113.
First and last name, please.
Catherine. Catherine. And the last name is Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N, hyphen Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Thank you so much for that information. So, yes, it does show that you have made a purchase on the, well, your billing address for security purposes, please, and then we can go into detail.
2417 Hartlepool Lane, Midlothian, Virginia, 23113.
Thank you for that. So it does show that it was a purchase that was made on the 2nd of May for
right.
The Focus Pods for $5.97. Along with that came an additional pods with a warranty for $18.94. The product was to be tested out for a 14-day trial period. If you did not call to cancel, then the straight sale charge will come out of the account. Now, you're saying that your card detected the $64.97 as a fraud and they sent you another card?
They're going to send me another card. Yes, they took care of all that. I just wanted to make sure that nothing goes through on the old card. Anything that was pending would go on my new card when I get it on Friday.
Okay, no problem. So
I have to change everything.
That's understandable. Due to the fact that you're having you having to switch everything over, what I can do with the account is provide you with a 35% discount, you know, so you won't have to pay the full charge once everything is switched over.
Okay, that'd be nice.
All right, one brief moment.
How so does that work?
So basically, I would get you connected over to the supervisor because they will have to update your card information.
Okay.
So give me one brief moment, and I'll inform them to make sure they place a 35% discount in place for you. Give me one brief moment.
Okay, well, I don't have the new card yet, so I can't really give them any information about the new card. So I call back when I get the new card?
Right. You just will give us a call back.
Okay.
Give me one brief moment.
Now, do I need to call the fraud detection center back and let them know that this was not fraudulent?
You can if you would like to, so they won't file a dispute on anything. And then, you know,
right.
Yeah, just to be on the safe side. But other than that, you know, whenever you do get the card, all you have to do is give us a call back. Most likely you probably won't because that, you know, that card is no longer working, and it probably won't reattempt to take the findings out of the account. But, okay. You know, just to be on the safe side, if you do need to call back, you know, just give us a call back.
Okay. So I'll have to call back about switching over everything because I've got stuff that automatically comes out, and they can switch that over to the automatic payments on the new card.
Right. Well, it's not going to be automatic because that was a straight sale charge. It was a one-time charge.
I'm confused.
The two watches that you, not watches, but the two wireless earbuds that you received, that was only a one-time charge if you did not cancel before the 14 days was over.
Right.
So, yes, ma'am. That's the only thing that was that's going on.
But you said there was a discount for switching everything over.
No, I was saying, like, so you won't have to pay the full $64.97. I would apply a 35% discount. And better yet, I can see what I can do about a 50% discount for you.
Okay.
So let me just notate that in the system. So when you do call back, they'll have that information in place for you. One brief moment.
Okay. That would be great. Thank you so much.
No problem. Give me one brief moment.
Right. Hi.
I'm gonna finish. Brief moment. And I'm just notating the account, and I'll be out your hair in just a second.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Every moment.
Day after the 4th.
Okay, so since your card is no longer available, it seems as if since the charge wasn't able to come out, the account just automatically canceled itself. So you don't have to call back.
I don't, okay.
No, ma'am. So that last charge will not go through, but, you know, just to be on the safe side, well, not have to be on the safe side. The account is canceled, so you don't have to call back, but I do have a cancellation number for you, you know, just to give you
okay.
that confirmation.
Okay.
So it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
57.
Okay.
698.
698. 698, okay.
So that is your cancellation confirmation. No, you do not have to call back because the account had canceled. You will be receiving an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours. I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call, and you have a wonderful and positive day, all right?
Can I ask you one more question? Would anything else that's pending also be canceled?
Yes, everything would be canceled.
Everything that's pending, okay. Everything's canceled, but only the things that I know are pending do I need to be concerned about right at this very moment. So anything that has a pending next to it will not be paid until they get information about the new card?
No, everything that's pending will fall off. It will not go through because your account is canceled. You don't have to worry about that charge.
Except for this one, the $69 one.
Yes, that's the only charge that went through.
That won't go through.
It did successfully go through before the card had got canceled for the $64.97.
Oh, because it said pending on mine. Okay.
Yes, it's pending to let you know. Whenever something is pending, it's just pending to let you know what happened during the process. So the $64.97 would fall off, but you would see the $69 charge post to the account.
Okay. And you said there was a discount that you would give me because I have to switch everything over?
No, you don't have to switch anything over anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call, and you enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No, thank you. Bye-bye.